Joining me on the line now is Andrea Williams. She's Chief Executive of Christian Concern. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
I've no doubt you can sympathise with parents who've seen their children suffer because of an inherited gene which, you know, caused severe disabilities and often death.
Absolutely. Immense compassion for people that find themselves in those circumstances. And what we very much desire, all of us must desire, is a cure for those kinds of diseases and ability to ensure that people can live with those diseases. Now, that is absolutely vital. We know that. And we would want to see medicine and money putting its efforts into finding a cure. We have to remember that what this process of creating an embryo with the genetic makeup of two mums and a dad does is in fact doesn't create a cure. What it does is that it ensures that people with mitochondrial disease are not born. And in that process, what it also does, there are potentially two ways of doing that process. In one of the methodologies, what it will do is there will be two embryos that are created. One of them will be destroyed in order to ensure that there is an embryo that is mitochondrial disease free. So in that process, an embryo, one life in a sense is destroyed for another life before you even get to the point of implantation. So there are huge ethical dilemmas with that. And furthermore, what you're actually doing in this process is going into the great scientific unknown. You are altering the genetic line, the germ line of the human being, literally changing the base of the human race.
But in the end, that alteration of the genetic line in itself would be a cure.
It isn't a cure. It's not curing any of the children that are currently being born. Also, please remember that when people have mitochondrial disease, there are many people who live that have that there may be some malformation in their mitochondria, but they live without not ever knowing about it. Sometimes it doesn't. So the cases where caused such devastating tragedies for families. Mm-hmm. They are relatively rare. In terms of how the faulty mitochondria manifests itself. So we have to remember that. So this kind of process would not help the people that are currently born with a severe form of mitochondrial disease.
It sounds in some way we haven't talked about the religious aspect yet, but you don't seem at all convinced by the science. Is that the major objection at the moment? If the science was better?
Yes. I think that, you know, in a sense, you know, what we have to say is this with regards to the science. Across the globe, the scientific community has said that this is premature, that we should not cross this red line. We have Professor of Cell Biology, Stuart Newman, who's been a leading contributor to this debate, has said this attempt to improve future people is not medicine, but a new form of eugenics, and its willingness to risk producing damaged offspring by modifying embryos' genomes. This correctionist eugenics goes even beyond the selectionist version. And we have the United UNESCO with its Human Genome and Human Rights Declaration in Article 24, says that germline interventions are considered as practices that are contrary to human dignity. And the Council of Europe's Convention on Human Rights in Article 13 says that an intervention seeking to modify the human genome may only be undertaken for preventative, diagnostic or therapeutic purposes. And it's only if its aim is not to introduce any modification in the genome of any descendants, which this does, because this alters not just the DNA of the person that is born, but that person's children and children's children. And we do not know the impact that will have. And indeed, where this was tried in the States, It was quickly stopped because there were children who were either born stillborn or later manifested some real difficulties. And there appears to have been only one child that we know about that is from those that were made through this technique, who's currently 11, that seems to be living well, that we know about. And so, and it was actually stopped. And where the science has practiced this on mammals in this country already, there we have seen strange genetic mutations take place at various points. And so this is definitely, there is definitely, of course, a moral, philosophical, ethical element to this in terms of manipulating the genome, manipulating the genetic material of a person. Of course, that's a massive philosophical, ethical, okay, religious, but the science, the science here is not ready.
Andrea, thank you very much indeed. Andrea Williams, Chief Executive of Christian Concern.